With the goal of accelerating scholastic success, the state of California is cutting student ability to repeat certain classes, compelling students to focus on an actual plan of completion in their student careers. Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz brings the details of this new mandate so students here at Cerritos College will know what new limitations are coming in the fall of 2013.
Cerritos College will soon have to adhere to requirements set by the state legislature in reducing class repeatability. According to Rich Cameron, chair for the Cerritos College Curriculum Committee, the state legislature will be looking to remove repeatability from classes such as physical education, fine arts, and career technical education. Cameron specifies that the state legislature will be rewriting Title V, which is used to implement goals set by the California Education Code. However, he also states that there are certain classes that can justify the repeatability.
The reason that we have the repeatability in the first place is that there are some classes where having a repeated experience builds on it's skill building. You learn enough to pass the class, but you want to master the subject. For instance, if you were a painter, you might learn to meet the minimum standards for painting, but you want to get better at it. And so in the past, we've been able to designate certain classes as repeatable for those purposes. If there's skill building involved, or if the content changes enough from semester to semester.
According to Cameron, Cerritos College currently has hundreds of classes that have been designated as repeatable and will be worked on to rewrite curricula in order to meet state standards. He also states that Cerritos College could possibly see changes in class repeatability as early as the fall 2013 semester. Faculty Senate President Deborah Moore elaborates on what classes could continue to be allowed repeatability, citing athletics, music performance, and speech and debate as possible exceptions to the changes.
You have to be able to repeat because you're going to play more than one season, or sometimes transfer colleges require people to play in an ensemble a certain number of times, so they can't just do it once.
Moore sees class repeatability at Cerritos as more of a help than a hindrance.
Well, I don't think the repeatability issue is holding anyone up. I think that's just been something that, if anything, it's helped students because it allows them to build up their skills. So some areas, like court reporting, are going to have to figure out how to level their classes because they have to, in court reporting, build up a certain amount of speed, and that takes a certain amount of time. You just have to practice a lot. So they're going to have to figure out how they can level their classes to give students still enough time to build up their speed. But I don't think repeatability is holding anyone back.
Cameron sees the upcoming changes as an opportunity to weed out courses that may have repeatability but may not have students taking advantage of it.
This is a good time for us to take a look at it. Maybe we have some classes that don't really need to be repeatable. Maybe they were designated as repeatable, but not many students repeat.
Modifications to class curricula in terms of repeatability could include creating separate level courses teaching a different skill in every level, or merging classes together if the curricula can be taught in one class. Dean of Academic Success and Institutional Effectiveness, Brian Reese, claims that there are currently mixed beliefs in regard to the academic impact these changes can have on Cerritos.
So some people think that, like for skill building classes, you need to be, allow students to repeat as much as possible. And if you lower repeatability, then it's going to have a negative impact on students. Some people think that we've got so sloppy with our repeatability that students don't have enough. There's no sense of urgency to get the skills. So if you reduce the amount of repeatability, then students will make sure they get the skills in the amount of time that they have.
Reese agrees with the belief that there is no urgency to obtain skills through repeatability.
If you say you can take this class twice, then I think students will be more serious about getting what they need out of it two times.
Students like psychology major Daniel Papalizio use class repeatability for academic reasons as opposed to build certain skills. Papalizio has repeated Introduction to Psychology in order to improve a previous grade in the class. He mentions that he would feel limited if the number of repeated classes were to be reduced and would consider other alternatives to finish his coursework.
I'm pretty sure I would look to another school to try and just take the class and just to finish it off here. I don't want to go and take other classes somewhere else and then, have to deal with that. Probably just take it somewhere else there.
Reese suggests that with the possibility of class repeatability being reduced, it is now time for students to get serious about their education.
Planning is really critical. So you got to get away from the, I'm going to try this to see how it goes. I would say that's a strategy you don't want to take anymore. I'm going to see if this is for me or not. You got to know ahead of time, right? The student now just really needs to be serious about understanding that these classes are hard to get and they're rare. You got to be focused on what you're doing because the resources have declined so much.
For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.